you know, I don't think we got the rub of the green in some areas tonight. There's some, you know, I don't think much went in our favour in our forward 50, and a bit went in their favour in theirs, but that's been happening for a while now, so we sort of get used to it. But
how are you, Ross Lyon?
Pretty well, Brad.
That's the way. Just a little bit of an audio from you the other night. You felt you didn't get the rub of the green?
Yeah, I meant bounce of the ball.
That's what I thought.
We had a couple of lucky bounces at their end, and we had a couple of bad bounces at ours. So, it's an odd-shaped ball, so you can't predict what's going to happen.
I've got to ask you something, though. I don't know.
That's what I'm here for.
I don't know if Lee Fisher's on your Christmas card list, but I've gone through the tape, and it was 12 free kicks to nil. In fact, the only little piece of positivity that you got out of umpire Fisher on the weekend was when Ballantyne was cannoned into, and he actually gave you a 50-metre penalty.
Yeah, I don't tend to drill in him. Yeah, no, I was sort of casually at St Kilda, but he's done a remarkable job to become a AFL umpire. So, look, we had plenty of things in our control. Yeah, look, it doesn't always go your way, but I wouldn't know that those figures are accurate. I'd have to check them.
12-0. So, I'm gonna stick by that.
You're gonna live and die by that.
Yeah, I'm gonna live and die by that. I'm a stats.
Right, I'll get back to you next Monday.
Brad knows I'm a stats man. But
I don't know what to do about it, really.
No, but in the end, when you look at the way that your guys persisted and finished, given that you were struck down early with a couple of blokes down, you would have been pleased with the effort, which is obviously a word you talk a lot about.
Yeah, our will to win and our desire was really strong. And more pleasing, we modified how we play. In the end, we manned up there loose and got them into a contest. And then from that point on, I thought we were the better team. And really, we got out of the blocks, some poor centre square bounce work and defence. And we had 7 or 8 more entries. So, by the pure numbers, we should have won by 2 goals. So, the third quarter was the quarter we fell away for the first 15, turned it over in our D50 and some soft forward 50 stoppage goals. But other than that, the time in forward half was equal. Time in half of the ground, we were in front. So, a lot was made, but we were right off. I just thought we had a bad 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the third quarter. Other than that, I thought we were right in the game.
Ross, perception's a wonderful thing in the football industry, as you know, and Carl and I have an opinion, and other people in the industry and fans and that have an opinion. How do you think you're really going? Everybody's saying, oh, they're not as manic as they used to be last year, but you've won 10 out of your last 11. Let's not go back over St Kilda, but you've won 10 out of your last 11. So,
yeah, it's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
But in saying that, I wouldn't have thought we've cantered to the line against Carlton. But I think you can underestimate your opposition. Carlton beat North Melbourne. North Melbourne stretched along, same amount of shots. So, and really, Carlton's very best players played very well. So they're top seven. We can't underestimate the high-end talent that they've got. I mean, really, the reality is they've lost a couple of close ones. They come in grips with, you know, how they're playing, and you're starting to see the best of them. So, and you can just see, like, Adelaide have a really good win and everyone thinks they're humming, and West Coast go over and kick 130 points against them. So... it's a tough competition.
What you don't need is more blokes going down, though. Like Pav and Mazungo joined already what was a pretty lengthy list. When you look at Ibbotson, McFarlane, Johnson, DeBoer, Sandilands, Hill, they've all had injuries and they've been out for you know, quite a few games in a row, and they've been mainly leg injuries, haven't they? So it does...
Yeah.
And I know you do great work behind the scenes and you've really prided yourselves on that as a club, but it does at some stage take its toll, and you just don't look to be, I don't know, from the outside looking in as
Yeah, they've got to get their rhythm back, don't they?
Yeah,
I think Luke's getting his rhythm back. He's certainly... Stephen Hill, but the last quarter he was up and about. So when you miss 3 weeks like Ibbotson, Hill and McFarlane and Johnson did in De Boer, it takes a little time to get your match hardness and instinctiveness back. So we think we've got that. And I thought there were some good signs. Like Maine's last quarter was terrific. Neil and Pierce got going, so... No, we're very much available now, and Michael Walters will be available for selection. We think he'll play waffle. We're not going to throw him to the Wolves. Max Duffy was super. Crozier was really strong, and Tabernard and Sheridan. So we've got some of our second and third year players pushing up as well, and we'd like to give them an opportunity as well.
Ross, we all have our pet hates in the game, and I'm sure you've got yours. Mm. Do you get really annoyed when your players kick into a bloke running at him like a metre and a half away? You know?
Yeah. Well, we talk about composure, don't we? The ability to, like Yaron's composure late to step Ballantyne's charge down on the mark.
Yep.
That's the sort of stuff you're talking about. I think we had a couple of smothers late. Ibbotson got smothered.
Yep.
and someone else down in our back. I can't remember. It might have been Spur, was it?
Yeah, I think it might have been Spur.
I'm not too sure. They're not ideal, those Smothers. But, yeah, that's why we talk about composure. Like, Pendlebury, why do we love Pendlebury? The ability to get the ball and distribute it in a calm manner. So, but I thought late there was some really good decisions. Lockie Neal's calm centre to Ibbotson, you know, off the line, avoided the smother and found the free player. They're the sort of things you're looking for.
Well, if you ever wanted anything to ignite momentum going into the finals, this game would be it.
Oh, well, they're the benchmark club of the competition, I would think, aren't they? Like,
not far off.
Hawthorne over, and, you know, everyone's been riding them off. They sit second on the ladder, so... and it's a big task going down there. We understand that, but you know, our mantra of anyone, anytime, anywhere is what we're really about this week, and we'll test every ounce of our being and our football character this weekend. But you know, I think both clubs and teams have respect for each other. I think it'll be a fierce contest, and we'll take it from there.
Now, Mazungu's out. You've already made that clear. Pav has some more concussion testing. I spoke to him yesterday, and he said he felt better yesterday, but the day before he still had a few little side effects that he felt that
that's
he needed
fine
to address.
Pav, he's not supposed to share all those things, you know that.
Yeah, but in the end he has.
At the end of the day, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Look, if he's available to play, if he's not, it's pretty simple. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
So looking at the boys that played in the Waffle on the weekend, Sylvia went back, played well. Crozier plays well again, 30 touches, couple of goals. Tabner, couple of goals from his 20 touches. Max Duffy's had 25 possessions, probably played his best game. 3 goals, 3.
Played very well. Yeah, excitement. Machine, really. He's sort of, his power running, speed. We want some speed in our team, so he's quick. Crozier's quick. And then Tabner's been really a dominant forward in the competition down there, so we're really excited about him. But, you know,
I think Geelong have developed their speed too. They've finally got Christensen, Stokes, Motlop back in the frame altogether. So that's something you'd be incredibly aware of this week.
Murdoch.
Yeah, look, they're a very good team. We understand and respect that, but we'll try and minimise their strengths and expose some of their weaknesses. So we've got a good handle on them, but both of us have probably changed a little bit style and personnel-wise. Only marginal, but it's there. So we've got to go to school on them. At the end of the day, all I know is we're not hard at the ball and we don't tackle them well. We're not going to win. So it'll be pretty simple. Let's be hard at it and really tackle them hard and then go when we've got the ball. So it's not a complicated business, this one. That's what we're about. But we want to stand up. There's an expectation this time of year. We stand up. So my players in our club are under no illusions as to the expectations.
And, mate, just really go on a lighter note, after you get back, hopefully with a win in the bank, will you sit down and put on your I Love Lenny T-shirt and watch him play a tribute game on the weekend?
Is it his last game, is it? I have no idea.
I think they're building it as the I Love Lenny game.
Where is it? Where's it playing at?
Etihad against the Bulldogs.
Well, I might get a few cans and love Lenny T-shirt on.
Did you?
I'm sure I'll be welcome in the out of there. I'll go and sit in the animal cage. They'll embrace me down there, the Saints.
Yeah. Will you stay over
maybe
or you come
sit
back?
Next to Lee Fisher.
Yeah, Lee and I could sort of share company. That'd be terrific.
Get a
chat. I'm a very friendly bloke. I started with no idea at this point. No idea.
Yeah, so do you come back?
It's Lenny's tribute game. I can watch it on DVD or something, can't I? Foxtel.
Yeah. That's it.
FX Plus 2 or something.
Yeah. On Virgin.
Yeah. Well, he's been a great player, but I'm a Fremantle coach. Fremantle's my passion. And where we're aiming to deliver, I haven't really got time for niceties at this time of year.
Good stuff. Good on you, Ross. Thanks for that. Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks,
look
Brad.
Forward to talking to you next Monday.
See you.
Ross. Ross Lyon there for Paul McGovern at WA Hino. Stick around because Adam Simpson's not too far away. Plenty of time for your calls, 9221 882.